We turn to God and we ask for His help because we believe He is Allah, the absolute perfect being, the source of all goodness. We turn to Him because we believe He is Rahman. We are alive by His mercy. We will grow and thrive by His mercy. We turn to Him because we believe He is Rahim. His mercy is endless. We hope to qualify to receive more mercy from Him. Alhamdulillah. We begin this sermon by praising God. All praise from anyone and everyone who does any act of goodness to whomsoever who is the recipient of that goodness. All praise belongs to God and God alone, because He alone is the source of all goodness, because He alone is the one who empowers and enables people to do goodness, and He alone is the one who inspires and guides people and shows them the path of goodness. Alhamdulillah. Al-awwal bila awwalin kana qabla. We praise Him because His perfection is infinite and unlimited. He is the first before whom there was none. Al-akhiri bila akhirin yakunu ba'da. He is the one who is going to outlast everyone. Everyone on earth shall perish, and there will come a day when the announcer will ask, قُلْ لِمَنِ الْمُلْكِ الْيَوْمِ. To whom belongs the kingdom, the power, the authority, the majesty, the dominion on this day? قُلْ لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَارِ. It belongs to Him and Him alone, the absolute in majesty, in power, the unlimited in authority, in kingdom, in dominion. And we praise Him. We praise Him because we are the recipients of His mercy and grace every moment. We praise Him because He has provided us with the faculties that enables us to live a good life. We praise Him because He has given us the facilities to be good. He has given us the aql to recognize the good and the bad. He has sent prophets to guide us. He has sent the book of law to show us the path. He has sent us representatives who came after the prophet, who kept that message alive. We praise Him and we thank Him because even today we are provided with ample examples of goodness. Usikum ibadallah wa nafsi bitaqwallah. I remind you, community of believers, and I remind myself above that. I admonish you and I advise you, and I admonish myself above that. I command you, as I command myself, by the authority of God, in this holy place, at this holy time, where our presence and attendance is an act of worship, where with the totality of our ears and hearing faculty, and with the attention of our mind, and with humility in our hearts, we listen. The command is taqwa. Observe God consciousness. Remind yourselves, and as I do myself, we are the servants of God. We have a master. He is the one who gives the commands. But He's not an unkind, unloving master. He's a loving master. He loves us more than we can ever love ourselves. It would be foolish to follow our desires because we think that is better for me than to listen to God. In case our conscience and our realization of God's mercy is not enough to remind us about the necessity of taqwa, then let us remember, not only is He merciful, He is a powerful master. Should we choose to disobey, we can't escape His punishment. Allow me to use this opportunity of the first sermon to remind us about taqwa as it pertains to one of the important global events that's happening this week. The World Cup 2006. There was one day I was caught up and delayed to arrive in the mosque. And it so happened it coincided with the opening of the World Cup. And I got comments to say that the Sheikh has gone for the opening ceremony. Thanks very much for the comment. Well, the Sheikh has come back with a message. Mr. Kofi Annan, the Secretary General of the United Nations, has issued an important message about the World Cup. It's beautiful. I'd like to share it with you, but from the religious perspective. Mr. Annan says that the United Nations, we from the United Nations perspective, look at the World Cup and we are green with envy. It's such a huge success. It's a truly global event. You've got players from every religion, from every region in the world, from every race. It's truly global. No, it's just like the United Nations. We are a universal body, representations from all over the world. No. In fact, the football is more global than even the United Nations. The United Nations has a membership of about less than 200, 191 countries in the world. FIFA has a membership of more than 200, 207 to be exact, more global. From the Quranic perspective, humanity as a global reality shares one particular reality that can bring them together. Football is an outward manifestation, but the true basis of unity of humanity. Look at what the Quran says, Surah Hajj. لِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ جَعَلْنَا مَنْسَكَى. For every nation and community in the world, from the beginning of history till the end, at some time or the other, we have sent them a guide and a prophet and a message and a ritual. Football is successful. It's got very simple rituals. فَإِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ. Your true Lord and Master is only one. فَلَهُ أَسْلِمُ. Why don't you all unite on this common basis of unity? Because your Master and Creator and Maker and Provider and Sustainer is one and one alone. Message number two. Mr. Annan says that, you know, you look around the nations in the world and people are engaged in conversation about the games. They know who their team members are. They know who scores what. They know who saved the penalty at what time, and who was successful and why, and who failed and why. People are buzzing with enthusiasm. Oh, I wish, Mr. Annan says, if people buzz with the same enthusiasm on issues which are more important than football. Question of development, question of how to enroll more children into education, questions of how to reduce poverty, questions of how to reduce disease and death, question of how to bring about human development, questions of how to reduce mortality from HIV infections. From the religious perspective, a person who is religiously motivated cannot stay without being concerned with what is a priority in his personal life and in his community life and his national life and at a global level. Surah Ali Imran, Allah tells the Muslims, وَلْتَكُنْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ. Let there be a people amongst you, all people, who should invite others to goodness and virtue. Well, you should be good yourself. And one of the most effective way of invitation is silence. Just your behavior attracts. يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. Whenever they see virtue not being performed, they strive to ensure that goodness is established in the community. Whenever they see vices in the community, they strive to ensure those vices are reduced, if not eliminated. Message number three, Mr. Annan says, We look at the global football event and we look at it with envy because we find that the level, the field of play is level. There's no unfairness. Everyone is equal on the field. What guarantees the success of any team is talent. What guarantees the success of any team is teamwork. Oh, I wish, Mr. Annan says, on the global scene in trade, for example, we would have fair trade practices. No tariffs, no barriers, no subsidies. If I were to allow and elaborate on Mr. Annan's observation, you know, there's a Catholic Christian aid agency, and it's criticizing some of the Western economies where they subsidize their own farmers, for example. The European Union is supposed to subsidize every farmer. The cows are subsidized for about $2.50 a day. That $2.50 a day per cow, per European cow, is more than what 75% of the African continent can afford. Japan, they subsidize even more. They say that with this amount of money, I think every cow of the 21 million cows in the European Union could afford to make a world round trip. They visit London and Shanghai and Hong Kong and Singapore and Los Angeles and San Francisco with that much money. And plus they'll have £400 to spend. The Japanese, oh, they subsidize at the rate of $7.50 per day per cow. The Japanese cow travels business class. Level playing field. Message number 4, Mr. Annan says, is we look at envy to this global event because we find that the migration that takes place is quite effective in bringing about success in the teams. You get national teams inviting coaches coming from other countries. They bring fresh thinking. They bring new strategies. You have national players who go to other countries and play in their clubs. And these members become heroes in the host country. And when they come back, they're more effective players for their own home team. Mr. Annan says, at the global level, migration is something that should be encouraged. Richer countries should accept migrants who contribute socially and culturally, of course, economically. The migrant will learn new ideas. The migrant, when he goes back to his home country, will bring back new ideas and the know-how. Migration, highly recommended from the religious perspective. أَلَمْ تَكُنْ أَرْضُ اللَّهِ وَاسِعَةً فَتُهَاجِرُ فِيهَا. The angels condemned those who say, oh, we couldn't practice the truth because we were oppressed in this society. Well, the angels say, but God has allowed the earth to be wide enough for you to migrate and look for green pastures. Green pastures not only economically, green pastures ideologically too. Mr. Annan says, message number 6. National teams become a source of national pride. He says, my home country, Ghana, after years, has managed to qualify for the first time this year. It's a source of tremendous pride for Ghanaians. It's a badge of honor to be present in the World Cup. There's some countries who have managed to qualify after years of war, like Angola. There's some countries who qualify even now when they're fighting, the Ivory Coast. It's an amazing achievement, source of, it brings about national unity, at least for a few moments, when your country is playing, even though you're warring parties. From the religious perspective, true pride is not only in physical activity, true pride is in taqwa. Ya ayyuha an-nas, inna khalaqnakum min zakarin wa untha wa ja'alnakum shu'uban wa qabaila lita'arafu. O mankind, we have created you from a single man and a single woman.
You're all the same, irrespective of your color and your class and your creed. You're all the same. What distinguishes you, inna akramakum inda Allah attaqakum. What distinguishes you one over the other is your inner spirituality, the degree of God consciousness, the degree to which you submit to the laws of God. And the final message, number 6, Mr. Anand says, you know, nations, the global World Cup enables nations to achieve goals, not only scoring goals, but I think one of the most important goals that nations should strive for, struggle. God has given you potential, struggle, strive, and the door is open. The goal of considering yourself that I am God's creature and therefore endowed with faculties, the same way as that rich nation, advanced nation, has been given faculties and they've used them and actualized them and God has blessed them. Well, I can also realize what my own potentials are, understand them, actualize them, and God will bless. Surah A'raf, chapter 7, ayah number 96, Allah says, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ. If you only have faith, you truly believe there is a Lord in this universe. This universe is not without a guide. And if you only submit to Him with taqwa, لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ. He promises, we'll open the gates of barakah. مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Blessings from above and blessings from below. You'll be surrounded. But two conditions. You must believe and then you must try to achieve. Let's pray to Allah to give us the ability to achieve taqwa. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wal Asr. Allah swears by the time, the holy time when the Prophet was sent for the guidance of mankind. Innal insana lafi khusr. Surely man is at a loss if he fails to receive guidance from this final guide. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Except for those who believe, who see the truth, who seek it, who see it, who receive it, who understand it, who submit to it. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. And then who discipline themselves in their lifetime to be virtuous. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ. Not only do they reform themselves, they reform the rest of their community too, each other. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. The struggle against evil is difficult. We need to support each other. صدق الله العلي العظيم.